We are back live at Fox Hall on the campus of Eckerd College for the first, perhaps annual, Sip Savor Vibe Food and Wine Festival being put on by the Pinellas County Urban League. We're with Nikki Gaskins-Capehart, President and CEO of the Urban League. What all is going on here today?
Well, Chair Bordeaux, I want to make sure that I say that for the listeners to know that not only is he Mr. Radio St. Pete, but he is also our amazing chair of the Pinellas County Urban League. And so thank you so much for supporting me in this vision come to reality. What we're doing here today is celebrating culture, we're celebrating history, we're celebrating all that goes behind soul food in the South. And then also making a connection to those pioneers who are credited with farm-to-table soul food like Edna Lewis. And then connecting the dots to our local foodpreneurs here. We have over 15 local business owners that are part of our Urban League family, Next Level Urban Alliance. You know, Chair, so well that this is similar to our chamber and business alliance association within the Urban League.
Yeah.
So what we're doing here today, we have chef and cooking demonstrations. We have all of these vendors offering all of their different tasty delights. We have wine. We have spirits. We even have a FaceTime beauty lounge so that people can connect to the self-care component to what we're doing under health and quality of life. So every single aspect of what we do at the Urban League is highlighted today under the roof here at Fox Hall. Oh, and outside near the lake.
Yeah, it's a beautiful venue.
Yeah.
And folks are seated both inside. There's a live band outside as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, yeah. And we're very proud to be able to offer this type of entertainment, multi kind of level entertainment, so that people can plug in and do all the different things that they like. They might like the cooking demonstration, they might just want to sit down and have food, or they might want to sit outside and listen to the band. And then before we close out at the end of the night, also connected to our health and quality of life will be a line dancing marathon. So, Chair, you know, we have on second and fourth Wednesdays at Enoch Davis and Arts for Life in Clearwater a free community line dancing class under our health and quality of life pillar, where they also get a cooking demonstration and financial empowerment. So we're really proud to be able to have that type of programming on a regular basis kind of on display in grandeur here today.
Yeah, in a nutshell, talk a little bit about how the Urban League works. It's about economic empowerment.
Yes.
And just a broader picture about the Urban League.
Absolutely. So our organization really does make sure that we're empowering communities and changing lives. And we connect those dots to families and individuals wherever they are. We like to say we meet people where they are. Some of them might be looking to upskill because of a job that they're in. They might also have young people who need some additional educational enrichment after school. We also have our seniors that we work with on a regular basis through our USJP, our Urban Seniors Jobs Program. And then we have this entrepreneur piece that's continuing to grow. Because as we can see, especially since COVID, the work world is a lot different than it used to be, right? And so we're plugging into the way that people want to work. So they might also have a hobby, what I used to also call sometimes a side hustle, that can turn into a business. Mm-hmm. And you know from the franchising standpoint how important that is in order to make sure that people, if they're building generational wealth, they have some other options to generate revenue for their family. Yeah.
Well, the event here goes until 6 o'clock tonight, and there are still a few tickets remaining for the 3 o'clock on section, right?
Yes, absolutely. They can come right now if they want, okay. And just anytime plug in. We have so much great food. We don't want you to miss out. So please plug in as soon as possible. Come in and have a good time. And we're already planning for next year, Juneteenth, because you remember President Morial told me how much he liked that event.
Yeah.
So we're going to plug and make sure we have this all on like a 2-day, maybe Pinellas County Urban League Empowerment Freedom Conference.
Yeah. That's terrific. Nikki Gaskins-Capehart, again, the Food and Wine Festival, fantastic event. It is Sip Savor Vibe,
yes,
is the thing. And we are at Fox Hall at Eckerd College. There's plenty of free parking right around the area. Just come in and ask to be pointed this way, and it's a wonderful event going on until 6.
Yes, thank you again so much, Chair. We really appreciate your servant leadership to this community, not just to the Urban League, but to Academy Prep and so many other organizations. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki, so much. Yep. Right. Well, that'll do it here this afternoon from Fox Hall. A beautiful Saturday afternoon, a weekend where much is going on, and this event, which has attracted a number of luminaries, is another piece of successful St. Petersburg. Economic empowerment is the mission of the Pinellas County Urban League. You can read more about the organization at pcul.org. For Radio St. Pete, Joe Bordeaux here. Now back to the studio.